You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Tuesday on the show on KMOX. Chris Brown, Jamie Marks, Scores, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You find us on Twitter at the show KMOX. You can find us on Facebook.
Hi, Facebook.
Facebook.com/KMOX1120.
How do we look?
I don't know. I think pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, good. Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, I still have the weird camera angle. I got to get a stand in here or something. Like,
because everybody can see up your nose?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can see there. But it's not a good spot.
That particular camera angle of you, what I've noticed is that you're the white in your beard really pops.
Yeah. That's about the only sign.
You know what's funny?
It's like the only sign you would have that I'm older is that if I don't shave and you can see the little white beard. Yeah.
Honest to goodness, I have never noticed the white in your beard.
Because usually I don't have it long enough.
I didn't either until the camera.
You did the camera. Yeah. Because it's like really close.
Yeah, it is.
I leaned into the camera.
I've never noticed that. I do have face blindness, though. It's a real thing.
That's interesting.
I don't recognize people like I should. And so if I were at a restaurant with my family, I know my family really well, and they were at Applebee's, and I had to walk in and find them, I will scan the faces, and all the faces look the same to me. So I panic. So I have a rule that when I walk into a restaurant, the person I'm with has to make themselves very visible by standing up or waving their arms.
Bet you're going to say you don't see color either, huh?
No, I'm not colorblind. Are you?
I know people who are colorblind.
Are you?
Like literally,
a lot of guys are colorblind.
Oh, I'm not. No. But I know people like that. I don't know. Was it like oranges and yellows and reds? You can't differentiate. Like they're all the same to him?
Yeah, something like my sister was on a date or something, and they were driving to the restaurant, and he said, is the bottom light lit up or the top light? Because he couldn't see the red, yellow, and green, and he went by like which one was lit up, but this one was faded, or it was day, I don't remember.
It sounds not fun.
No, especially in a traffic light.
Yeah.
You just got to go by which one's on top. Okay, it's the top light. All right, that means red. I got to stop.
Okay, this is a bit more serious here. But you brought up this topic, Ranj, the other day about civil war in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is I had read a book a couple of years ago by David French called Divided We Fall. And in several chapters of this book presented three scenarios in which the United States could break into civil war. And I think a lot of people at first, now granted, this was 2019, thought, my goodness, he's exaggerating the situation.
Alarmist.
Being alarmist. Thank you. What I'm looking for. And now more and more people are talking about this. Again, I'm not afraid that it's going to happen tomorrow. But what did you see?
The Southern Poverty Law Center recently did a survey, and they polled a bunch of Americans, asking them what their thoughts were on the possibility that something like this does happen. it's not a majority of Americans who believe we are inevitably headed toward a civil war, but the percentage is way, way too high.
Okay.
44% of the country. So we're getting, I mean, that's close to half of the country thinks that we are headed toward a civil war. 53% of Republicans believe this. 39% of Democrats believe this. So that's, I mean, you're talking 40% of Democrats believe
gap.
It. No, it's really not that much. I mean, 14% difference in the two of them. I don't think that if you would have said this or asked this question to me 10 years ago, and maybe even 6 or 7 years ago, I don't think I would have thought that, yeah, we've got a lot of division here. There are a lot of people with varying beliefs, and a lot of those beliefs are hardened and you can't get through to many, many people. But I never would have thought that we would have had close to half the country believing that we are headed toward a civil war. Just how dangerous of a time is this? I mean, we always talk about, and like you said, Amy, you can go back to any point in our lifetimes and there were people at that time talking about how dangerous things are. This is a really dangerous part of our history. Mm-hmm. But this really does actually feel like it's very dangerous.
Yeah, and I think a huge part of that is the political and geographic separation that we have now that we didn't have before. The geographic separation is important because we've never had such clearly defined geographic blue and red areas.
Right.
So that you have ideological silos that are quite large in geographic size. I mean, you look at even the Civil Rights era in the 1960s, and there was a lot of violence across our country, but people weren't politically and geographically isolated in the way they are right now. So you have these ideological silos, and within those silos, extreme voices are not tempered down by more moderate voices or voices
right.
on the other side. And with social media as well, you can...
And networks, too, and networks, media outlets. There are places you can go to have those beliefs solidified.
Yes, and you can amplify those beliefs. You can find community for those beliefs, but you can also amplify any conflicts or violence that happens even not in your geographic area and say, see this, what happened in New York? This is an example of the end of all you hold near and dear in America. And it's this catastrophizing, again, of the other side. And it's almost like all of those worst emotions are out of control.
Let me give you some numbers to back up what you're talking about. According to the same survey, 63% of Republicans say Democrats are a threat to the country, while 67% of Democrats believe the same about the opposing party. So you're talking two-thirds of each party believe the other side is a threat to the country. And while each side views the other as similarly threatening, Republicans rank, quote, extremists in the Democratic Party as the most pressing threat facing the country, while Democrats believe the top three threats in descending order are Putin, Donald Trump, and extremists in the Republican Party.
And those last two, you could almost clump together. Some people would.
That the extremists and Donald Trump maybe are
movement.
Yeah, very aligned. But Democrats think that Vladimir Putin is the largest threat to society, while Republicans believe the number one threat is the other party.
Yeah, and you know what the truth is? We're the threat. The call's coming from inside the house,
Sure.
I mean,
well, all of us,
there are just too many people that don't take the time to look at things rationally. Everything's emotion.
Yes.
You know, we don't talk about our opposition as opposition. We talk to they're evil. I mean, there's an entire conspiracy theory out there that way too many people are buying into that are like, this one party, they're demons. Mm-hmm. They eat babies. I mean, like, this is the craziness that we've gotten to. And people believe this nonsense.
It's absolutely crazy. The thing that I want as a progressive person, you know what I want? I don't want to ruin the country. I want you to have free health care, or at least accessible health care. And I want you to have a good wage. I want you to be able to retire comfortably. Like, those are the things I want for people.
You know what I want? I just want people to think.
This is a quick...
Well, that too.
Just a quick example, again, of how, like, we've got amplification in social media. David French, talking to Ezra Klein of Vox, said in 1968, there could have been a mail bomb in Des Moines, Iowa. And if you're growing up in Kentucky, you would never hear of it. But now, if somebody knocks a MAGA hat off a kid's head at Des Moines, the whole country knows about it, talking about how horrible and intolerant the other side is.
You know, there's another thing that maybe we can bring up after the break, unless you want to get into something else. But there was a couple of other very alarming numbers in this poll that I think we should probably talk about.
That's the show on KMOX. Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Certainly the song not fitting the theme of the last segment.
No.
That's what I like about you. It's really kind of... It's more like you guys probably don't remember... Friends? You guys probably don't remember the old... it's kind of like a hair bandy type band called Ugly Kid Joe.
I do.
Had a song called I Hate Everything About You.
Yes.
That's probably more appropriate for the topic that we had.
I Hate Everything About You.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Is it?
It is. For what it is. I mean, it's, you know, it's cheesy and goofy, but it was fun.
Well, we all have differing opinions. Sometimes we agree on things. A lot of times we disagree on things.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the both of you very, very much anyway.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say.
That's so nice of you to say.
I also don't believe in assassinating...
Why did we just look at each other when we said that? As soon as Amy and I said that, we both were like, oh, that's nice. We just looked at each other for a second like,
ooh.
Should we say it back?
I know.
We like you too, Ranj.
It's like when someone goes, I love you, and you're like, thank you.
You know what?
I feel like we just didn't say I love you back. And we
Ranji,
should've.
We love you too, buddy.
You
know what? I don't need this from you. I have enough of this with my own friends, my other friends. Hey, remember yesterday when Kevin, it was 2 days ago when Kevin was not talking to us, but he was talking to his Dave Glover show friends because he likes them better than us.
Those are my high school friends. You guys are my college friends. It's different.
Shows.
It's just different.
Okay, I know, Ron,
so,
you've got more numbers. I just want to say we do love you.
And this one I think is, I don't care. I think this one is, I'm kidding, I love you too. This one, I think, I don't know, like there's so many different alarming numbers here, but this one stuck out to me. The approval of violence. So we were talking about the numbers that from this Southern Poverty Law Center did a poll, did a survey. 44% of the country believes we are headed toward a civil war. That includes 53% of Democrats and 39% of, or excuse me, 53% of Republicans and 39% of Democrats. One of the other things that they asked people was, do you approve of the assassination of politicians who are harming the country of our democracy? So do you think it's okay to kill a politician who you believe
is like a U.S. politician.
A U.S. politician.
We're not talking about like Putin.
They may not specify, but I think that qualifies. It could be Vladimir Putin, but it could also be people here at home.
Because I have different feelings about it if it's a dictator.
Let's say U.S. for the purpose
It sounds like it was vague because I'm looking at the question right here, and that's all it is. Total approval for assassinating a politician who is harming the country or our democracy.
I mean, it does sound like
it's
open-ended.
It could be Putin. It could be somebody here that you believe is trying to do the same thing domestically.
Okay.
So they broke this down by younger Democrats, older Democrats, younger men, women, Republican men, whatever. Okay, this was the most alarming. There's disapproval across all the spectrums. So young Democratic women and men and older women and men for both parties don't agree that you should be able to assassinate somebody if they're harming the country. However, this number is way too close for me. Younger Democratic men, 44% of them, 44% of younger Democratic men think it might be okay and maybe necessary to assassinate somebody who is, they believe, harming the country or democracy. 40% of younger Republican women also agree with that. But what was also interesting is that the older people definitely did not believe that. Both Republicans and Democrats, like 90% said no, absolutely not. Do you ever get to do something like that?
It's a terrifying number. My hope is that they misunderstood the question. I don't know how they would have misunderstood the question or the way it was posed.
Hopefully that's something you grow out of.
But I do think there's something to be said for especially younger people, you can use a broad brushstroke, but we were just talking about how when you guys were younger, you weren't talking about politics. I think a lot of high schoolers and definitely kids in college really are. Politics has become the end all be all, the existential threat. You're talking about being on the wrong side of history. I mean, everything about, like, you know, policy decisions have become a moral and historically monumental moment where you will be forever condemned or forever vindicated on the decision you make right now. When you talk in those terms, you probably feel morally obligated not to compromise with someone who you think is existentially wrong. And you're also looking at a catastrophe if you don't take action. Somehow people have, and I think as other stabilizing institutions, as we've become, you know, less religious as a country, I think, and just, you know, just it's just happening. It's happening around the world. For whatever reason, in America, we're almost, politics feels like a religion at this point, doesn't it? For a lot of people,
yeah, I think it
feels more like a cult.
Okay, well, you know what I mean? No, well, I'm not comparing it to like Catholicism or like the Southern Baptist. And what I'm saying is, it feels like it has become.
It's more your identity.
It's your identity, and like when if you were to insult a politician who's on your team, or if I were to insult you about a politician on your team, you would take it as a personal attack.
Yes, and I mean, and I think back to like the 90s when Bill Clinton was president. On SNL, they would make fun of him every night and everybody laughed about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if it were he's the president now, you would have half the country taking offense to it, I believe. And the same thing with George Bush. I think he was always getting made fun of on SNL and shows like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think most people laughed along with it.
But David Letterman would, I think, equally make fun of George Bush and
right, and we all
John
laughed
Kerry.
At all of them.
Yeah.
But now it's like you really can't do that. But I think there is very clearly this feeling that there's way too much misinformation and disinformation, and they're not exactly the same thing. And it's probably leading to these feelings of my democracy is being taken away from me. I might need to do something about this. And one of the other.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Other numbers from this was 49%, half. Well, so we'll talk about half of the Republicans believe the election was fraudulent, rigged, and illegitimate. If that's where our starting point is for a lot of these, for half of that party, half of the people who identify with that party, if the starting point is the last election that you lost or that your candidate lost was stolen from you, where do you go from there? You can't have any honest dissent or disagreement at all if the starting point is you stole the election from us and it was illegitimate.
And you know, to me, there are a lot of things that tie into this mentality. But I also feel like one of them, what doesn't get mentioned enough, is a lack of critical thought, where you see something that really fires you up and you feel it like, oh, yeah. But you don't think about it. You don't dig any further into it. You don't
right.
go, is there anything really to that?
A mob mentality.
It's right. You get emotionally worked up rather than thinking, because anytime I see something that I feel like is way too like,
that doesn't look right. Let
like,
me look
way
into
too,
it.
Well, also way yeah. too like way too good for me. Like I see it, and I'm like,
sure,
okay. That feels too much like what they're targeting me for.
Like it confirms
absolutely.
All. It seems to confirm all of your priors perfectly.
Yes. When that happens, you should have an antenna that goes off and goes, maybe dig a little deeper.
Like it's people who just read the headline and nothing else.
Oh my God.
When you don't read the story, because a lot of times the story does not match the headline.
Hard to believe. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, you're listening to the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you. It's the show on KMOX, at the show KMOX on Twitter, on Facebook. It's facebook.com/KMOX1120. Now, that's not just for us. That's for anybody that would stream on the KMOX Facebook page. But we're doing that video every day along with, obviously, the radio show. You can catch us on 98.7 on the FM dial in addition to AM 1120.
And YouTube. We're on YouTube. We're on the KMOX 1120 YouTube page.
Wow.
We're going to be streaming there live.
Now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, totally.
Yes.
Because that'll make us cool with the young people. We're YouTubers. Dane, stop shaking your head.
I've always been pretty cool with the young people.
Our associate producer, Dane McGuire, is like, no, you're still not cool.
I'm not listening
to
Dane.
We are cool, Dane.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't have time for Dane's crap. Uh-oh. I said a bad word, Amy.
Speaking of cool people, well, Chris Myhill, the executive producer, the longtime executive producer of the Charlie Brennan Show. He's been with KMOX for 40 years. This is his last week. So we've got to get Myhill on.
And he took the day off today.
I know.
What kind of retirement week is that where you're taking vacation?
The best kind?
He needed it. He's probably at a rager because I saw Chris Myhill and his band, The Defenders, play at the St. Michael the Archangel Church Festival/Fair last
nice.
Night. And he was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
What does he do in the band?
He plays the guitar.
Okay.
And I've also seen him play in his other band, Johnny and Shorts, which is a great name for a band. It's called Johnny and Shorts because
as long as they're not cargo shorts.
Well, right. One of their buddies, I guess Johnny or something, I forgot what was going to happen, but somehow he was going to wear shorts, and someone said, no, nobody wants to see Johnny in shorts.
Oh.
That's how they got the name
good.
Of the band.
That's a good origin
I like
story.
That. Yeah.
I know. It's pretty good. He can tell the story when he joins us on the show. But as I was watching Chris, like, up on stage, and I thought, if my life depended on it, somebody put me on a stage, and I had to perform a talent, I would probably have to die. Like, if it was like you have to walk the plank or you have to perform a talent on stage, I don't know what that talent would be. Do you guys have a
talent? Are you saying you don't have talent?
Not
the kind of talent that you could play to a crowd.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it either. Honestly, I don't.
Can you sing? Can you tap dance?
No.
Can you do a magic trick?
No.
All of the above?
You could do a magic trick?
No, I can't do a magic trick.
So here's
kidding.
What happened.
When I was kidding.
When I was 12, we had a talent show. And they were short on talent. So they called and said, can you perform in the talent show? And I didn't have a talent to perform. But because I was me, I at 12, I wrote a very dramatic and tragic poem about a ship captain who was going down.
How old?
I was 12.
There's with something his ship. Wrong with you.
He was going down with the ship, and the whole poem was this captain talking about how, you know, his life was ending in this storm, and he, as long as he saved his crew. To this day, I don't know why that's what I went with. And I read the poem. I think the crowd was stunned. It was just a weird thing for me to do, to write this very dramatic poem. And I don't know why I did that.
I think I
panicked.
I promise you that the people in the crowd were whispering to each other, like, that little girl's got problems. Something wrong with that girl.
I wish I could find the poem.
I do, too.
I mean, it was handwritten. Anyway, what would you do right now? Wheels, you have to perform on stage or you are going to walk the plank.
I mean, I could do, like, I wouldn't do stand-up comedy because I don't think I have that skill.
No.
Like, I can be funny in different settings, but not that way. That's a hard thing to do. That's a different thing. I can't sing for anything. I can't dance. I could do, so maybe I would do something stupid like a reenactment of the old Chris Farley show and just bring random people on stage and I would play the role of Farley in that. Like, you remember that time and you were in the Beatles? That's cool.
Is that a talent?
Actually, what I would probably try to do, no joke, I would probably try to work the crowd.
Like, in what way?
Talk to the people in the crowd, see if they admit to anything weird, try to make fun of that, see if we could turn that into a bit. It would probably fail, but that would probably be the way I go. That's how I do things with friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we just kind of pick on each other. And we do that with the three of us.
How much time?
I'd probably expand that to the group.
You probably could. How much time do we have to write material? Can we write material?
No. You've got to go now.
Oh, like right now?
So pirates. You're captured by pirates. And they're like, listen, we're having a talent show.
Why pirates?
Because they have to walk
the
plank.
They're the ones with the planks.
They have to walk the plank. Who else walks the plank other than pirates?
I didn't think Grant would go anywhere near a boat.
Well,
hopefully I'm not on a big boat.
But the point is,
because there are no planks on little boats.
Listen, you're getting caught up in the pirates, and they're not the main point of this question, but the pirates are having a talent show, and you have to either walk the plank or perform a talent. What is your talent?
I don't have anything. I'm more interested in the other talent show people at this pirate
you
talent show.
You have to
show.
Choose, though.
So how is
so
it
I probably, I think I would, I, okay.
None
I'll
of
do
us s- have any talent. Is that why we're on
I'll
the
I'll tell
show?
Jokes. I'll tell some jokes. Okay. I can't tell them here because they're all off color and we have regulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Amy wouldn't approve anyway because she said the word crap and everything almost went to heck. Because she said crap.
Yeah.
And heck.
That, you would also have to be though, like if you're just, the way you're describing it is you're almost like a prisoner. Like that would not be very,
that's exactly
conducive.
What you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But if it was more of a thing like you're at an event and like a bunch of people canceled and you're like, hey, we really need you to do this. And like, would karaoke be an option? Cause everybody can be terrible at karaoke and that's kind of funny. So I might do that too.
No, nobody goes to a talent show for karaoke.
I'm just saying that you got to do something.
What song would you karaoke?
Oh God, I don't know.
I don't
something
either.
I could scream to.
I cannot believe how unprepared you are for this scenario.
I can't believe how untalented we all are.
Yeah. No. Well, no, they're just talents are different.
A lot of people can. A lot of people can believe it.
Oh, yeah. Like stage talent is one thing. Then like being able to do something else, like write or or talk. You know, I mean, you can't.
My talent, ladies and gentlemen, is creating a very clean first draft. That's what I can do.
You would see that would be your talent. You would just, Amy would just be up on stage at a desk writing quietly to herself.
Well, that's also what I would do
for
if
hours
I were
and hours.
Stranded on an island. Like, my sister is incredibly resourceful. She's creative. She's smart. She understands common sense, how to create things. So if we were stranded on an island, she's the person that would have, like, a shelter made with curtains that somehow we're coordinating. Also build a radio, get the plane working again. I would just be sitting on a log, and you'd have a poem next to my dead body about how I died.
That'd be the rest of
I'd
us,
I'd probably
too.
Invent a sport in that scenario.
I'll tell you
what kind
though,
of game can I make?
Hey, I've watched a lot of Survivor, man. I bet I can make it on an island by myself for like 6 days. I think I could do it.
It's all about the temperature.
It is, right. Yeah. Like if we, you know, a reasonable temperature.
You take a lot of fun hypotheticals and make them not fun.
What'd I do there?
Well, you're like, well, it depends on the temperature.
No,
well,
like if it's 100 degrees and you got no drinking water, you're not going to last 6 days.
Having a talent show.
Yeah. You could find water in the desert.
You sat on an island.
Oh, yeah. It's a desert island.
Actually, I figured out what I would do. I would rap.
Uh-oh.
And start my own rap battle.
Oh, I don't think that'd be very good.
Those others,
but I'd be rooting for you.
You should. Well, I would be battling myself, so I'm going
to win. Right up until the moment you're walking down the plank.
All right, back in on the show. You know that three good friends thing that we just played?
That's
there?
Us.
You know what? Why didn't we call our show The Wolf Pack?
Because it's dumb.
You know what? That's probably the right reason. Just like every other name that we rejected. They were all dumb.
I honest to God, wasn't expecting you to say anything funny. I think I almost like had a stroke just now. Like something in my head almost popped because you said that was really, really funny.
That's brilliant.
It's dumb. Sorry, Kevin.
No,
your idea's
no worries.
Stupid.
I wasn't being serious.
Amy.
I didn't be like, hey, you know what? Let's go to the Wolf Pack on KMLX.
Amy just called you stupid. And
that's
I don't.
An accurate statement.
I don't agree with her. I think that's not very nice. I got to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
I did something, I think, courageous.
Congratulations.
What are you laughing about?
Well,
I did something that I think is... it's as brave as anything I can think of another person doing.
Okay.
I had bought a salmon fillet, uncooked,
mm-hmm.
Probably about Friday. I think it was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shrink-wrapped.
Okay.
And I thought it said it was good until the 8th. It is right now June 7th.
Right.
So I was waiting.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I went to cook it last night. It said June 4th was not the sell-by date, but the use-by date.
Hmm.
And I went to Twitter and I asked people, I'm cooking salmon right now. The use-by date was 2 days ago. How ill am I going to get? Because I'm going to eat this thing.
It's 2 days.
Past 2 days. And it's fish.
By.
You don't mess around with fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
Beef is one thing. Fish is another. And people are like, how slimy is it? And I was like, it's pretty slimy. Does it stink?
Slimy?
Kind of.
See, I've asked a fish question before. Like the salmon was a little old. And the question is, if the salmon's slimy...
It was kind of slimy.
Oh, that's not good.
I cooked it, and it's probably 20 hours later. I'm doing okay. All right? So, like, nothing
is... You got lucky, is what you did.
Did I get lucky?
Yeah, if it's slimy, I think that's the sign
that it's... It didn't stink, though.
...turned a corner.
Well, where are you guys on how past a sell-by or a use-by date
depends
you'll go?
Depends on the item.
Yes, exactly.
So
okay.
On, so
100% depends.
Eggs, I kid you not... I will eat eggs 3 weeks past the sell-by date.
I think
date.
You could. That's okay.
Yeah,
that,
they're fine.
I agree
famous,
with that.
That
I mean, they're in their own little container.
That? Well, yeah. And I've always heard too.
Well, in some countries, they don't even put them in the fridge because they come out naturally with some sort of coating.
Yeah, but you can't take our eggs that you buy at the grocery store
and do that.
They've been washed off.
Right,
and all
right,
right. That's
right,
what I'm saying is like they naturally come out with a coating that people in other countries don't take
and
off,
also,
but we do.
Here's what I've heard. Unlike the salmon, which you're at, it's subjective. Like, how slimy is it? How fishy does it smell? With eggs, apparently you know a bad egg when it's a bad egg.
Yeah, you crack it open, you're going to know
real quick.
And
you know
right
away.
Yeah. And don't they float or something? Like, there's something about eggs
something
that
about
if
that.
They're rotten, they'll float or they'll sink. It's one of the two.
I
don't know. Yeah, you
We're
put
just
it in water.
Stuff out
no,
there.
I
maybe
swear
it sinks, maybe it floats.
No, this is a real thing.
Yeah. Milk?
It's like a witch, right?
Yeah.
You throw
do
the witch in
float?
The water, do they sink or do they float? If they sink, well, then they weren't a witch. But if they float, then they're a witch. Either way, you're dead.
Because a witch?
Okay, I just have to say this real quick. It's not the point, but I'm amazed at old men who can swim laps in the pool. Because they float. I'm kidding. Like, they will do one stroke... And then the next arm goes, and there's like 15 seconds in between like their freestyle stroke, and they don't sink.
It's because they're made of wood.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Well, you were talking about floating.
I don't know.
If you float, you're a witch. I'm amazed at how slowly old men can swim laps.
And what else floats? A duck.
You know what? I was thinking about ducks the other day. No, I wasn't.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
So I went to Twitter, and I told you I asked my Twitter friends. I will tell you this. People are just really unhelpful on Twitter. they're just not.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
So are the responses
it's
a little
just,
graphic?
Yeah, pictures of things exploding. It's just not good.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys.
I'm
help
not gonna
me
lie,
out
I
here.
I had a bad experience with fish in Florida a few years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah. Like,
and that's where it's supposed to be fresh.
We had a big... No. We had a big party.
Oh, you're in Orlando.
Cooked it up nice, but... left it out all afternoon, like while, because it was a food buffet thing that we made the food, but we laid it all out there and left everything out there while people were talking and eating. And then I ate some later on.
Oh no.
Oh no.
It was bad.
Was it bad?
I mean, bad, bad.
So like, have you been able to go back to seafood since?
Oh, I still love seafood.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
It wasn't the seafood. It was the left out part.
Well, all right. So there were actually two.
But, I mean, it was bad.
Well, I believe that. I had one big salmon fillet, and I'm like, well, I guess I better cut it into half, and then cook them both. And I did. And the second one, I don't like to put things in the fridge when they're still hot. Because
religion? Why?
No, I just feel like, I've heard you're, and this is one of those things that I need to probably confirm. I feel like I've heard you're supposed to wait for it to cool down a little bit before you put it in the fridge. Most things. So
we
I did,
that.
But then I forgot. And it was out for about 45 minutes or an hour. Is it still okay?
Oh,
this is the cooked,
I mean, if it were,
cooked half of the salmon.
Say, if it were something that you were cooking on time, not 2 days late, I'd say, yeah, it's probably fine.
I don't know.
But I don't know about the whole combo of the whole, 2 days past the use-by date.
I'm pretty nervous.
Yeah, I would be nervous. I wouldn't eat it.
Do you have no other food?
Yeah, no, I got other
food. Is this
food.
All you
I just,
have?
I didn't want it to go to waste because that poor fish died for nothing then.
But here's what I think. As it's leaving you, wouldn't you then think, you know what, I should have let it go to waste? It's
well,
not worth
it's,
getting
if
sick.
It, yeah, I'm not going to get, so you're right. I'm going to let it go.
I think
but
you should try
generally speaking,
really.
Well, that's because you're a jerk. You're like my Twitter friends.
I mean, there's only one way to know. And God, you don't want to waste that fish life.
The
knowledge, yeah, I got to know.
I did drink milk and it was chunky.
That's not good.
I know.
At all. But isn't that cottage cheese, basically?
You know what? That's what's interesting. It's like yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, bad milk. Where does bad milk come in? How is it not just a different dairy product?
I don't know.
Point?
That's a great question. One of my roommates, my old roommates, his dad used to be an executive for a dairy company. Mm-hmm. And he was like, those dates, don't worry about those. Like, your stuff's probably good for another week or two past.
Yeah,
now, I'm telling you this to the KMOX listener at your own risk. I'm not saying, hey, go for it. But I'm saying that a lot of times the date isn't necessarily a hard date and you have to have it before then. And if it's like a day or two after, you need to throw it out. It's not necessarily always true.
It's kind of like the age of the figure skaters. It's just an arbitrary number.
Wow.
By the way, yogurt's great forever.
Random thoughts.
Like, it is good forever.
Yeah.
You'll never get sick on yogurt. That's also not true.
That's a hell of a finish right there.
That's also not true. Don't listen to me.
Chris Ranji is going to go eat bad fish. Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. DGS is coming up after the news on KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.